أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقاني بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين والمرسلين صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تعالى حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير الذين كفروا لهم عذاب شديد والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير أفمن زين له سوء عمله فرآه حسنا فإن الله يضل من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات إن الله عليم بما يصنعون صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين in continuation from where we started last week with the one that does not give that which is owed by him. He is of the mutaffifin, withholds that which is due to the people. We looked at various scenarios about whether it be in tijara, in buying and selling, how we must be سَمْحًا إِذَا بَاعَ وَسَمْحًا إِذَا اشْتَرَى رَحِمُ اللَّهِ إِمْرَأً May the mercy of Allah be on the man. سَمْحًا إِذَا بَاعَ وَسَمْحًا إِذَا اشْتَرَى Mercy be to the person that they are سَمْحًا When they sell and سَمْحًا when they buy. What does that mean? When they sell something, instead of even giving the exact amount, they rather give more just in case. And when they are buying something, they don't stand there for hours heckling and skelling and scolding and trying to get something for nothing. But instead, they come to an agreement and they say Bismillah and they engage in that tijara. So whether it be for merchandise or whether it be for services, what is the hadith that we did? قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَعْتُوا عامل أو الأجير أجره قبل أن يجف عرقه Pay the one who has done the work for you before the sweat dries on their brow. In actual fact, we ran out of time as we normally do on a Friday. And I was looking at the people of Shu'aib. Nabiullah Shu'aib alayhi salam. And three times in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the sin that they engaged in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonishes them, وَلَا تَبَخَسُوا أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ They were the people of Madian. Madian can be found in the furthest northeastern part of Saudi Arabia, on the border with Jordan. That is where Madian was, the people of Nabiullah Shu'aib. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا And to Madian we sent their brother Shu'aib. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ He said, Oh my people, worship Allah. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ You have no God besides Him. وَلَا تَنْقُسُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ And do not decrease in weight and measure. Don't cheat the people. Inni araakum bi khairin. Indeed, if you do that, I see you in prosperity. Wa inni akhafu alaykum adha yawmin muheet. But if you do not, I fear for you a punishment of an all-encompassing day. Wa ya qawmi awfu al-mikyal wal-mizana bil-qist. O my people, give full measure and weight in justice. Wa la tabakhasu an-nasa ashya'ahum. And do not withhold or deprive people of their due. In three different places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this was the, besides associating partners in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest sin, shirk al-akbar, associating partners in the worship of Allah, this was the main crime. This was the main sin. They deprived each other of what was due. Hello, what's a klums kalams in another word? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps repeating this three times. وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا أَشْيَاءُمْ. In each time he says, and do not deprive people of what is due to them. Do not withhold it. And so, pay them with our good deeds. وَلَعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. So today I want to take a different angle. Last week we spoke more about the technical issue of paying that which is due to a person from us to pay. And now we should not delay in that payment. And especially when we are dealing with non-Muslims. Why? Because we are ambassadors of Islam. And when we do cheat people of other faiths, we are bringing Islam, even though Islam is perfect. Even though Islam cannot be tarnished. That is the reality. Why? Because it is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no matter how many people say bad things about Islam or about the Muslimin, Islam will remain perfect. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah completes and perfects His light, even if the disbelievers dislike it. So it's not that we have a fear that something is going to happen to Islam. No. But we have a fear of what is going to happen to us in terms of not being the true ambassadors of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left that mas'uliyah, has left that responsibility with us. Balligh anni wa la aya. Says, propagate from me even if it is one verse. And what speaks louder than words of propagation? Actions. Nine people went from Hadramaut. As what? As an army? La wallah. They went as traders. Where did they go to? They went to Indonesia. Nine Muslims, true Muslims. Why? Because what is a Muslim? Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna bil-lisanihi wa yadi. The Muslim is the one whom the Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hands. The Muslim sees the other Muslim, Alhamdulillah. He's my brother in Islam. Allahu Akbar. He's not going to cheat me. And another riwayah, Al-mu'minu man salima an-nasu min lisanihi wa yadi. The true believer is the one that the people are safe from their tongues and hands. Even the non-Muslim, when he sees the Muslim, he should be saying, Alhamdulillah, it's a Muslim, he'll never cheat me. It's a Muslim, he'll never steal from me. It's a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. This is the true Muslim. So nine traders from Hadramaut in South Yemen, they went to where? To Indonesia. That's why you have, still to this day, you go to Indonesia, you find Al-Aidarus and Al-Attas and Al-Hibshi. Al-Muqaddam, who comes from Ahmed bin Isa Al-Muhajir, who made hijrah from Baghdad, who comes from the nasl of both Hassan and Hussein, radiyallahu anhuma. Very noble family. They took Islam to Indonesia with no weapons, just through the akhlaq of trade, keeping their word. What is this? Two hadith? Like two sides of a coin? Two sides of the same coin? The one side, at-tujjar fujjar illa man barra wa sadaq. All business people are transgressors except for the one who is pious. And what is birr? إِلَّا مَنْ بَرَّ وَصَدَقْ. What is birr? The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, الْبِرُّ حُسْنُ الْخُلُقْ. Birr, righteousness, is good character. So except if a person is righteous in his business dealing, he fears Allah when he does business. وَصَدَقْ, and he's true to his word. يَسْكِتِكَاتَنِي. And what's the flip side of that coin? التاجر الصدوق مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء يوم القيامة. The honest businessman will be with who? Will be with the prophets and the saints and the martyrs on the day of judgment, on the day of يوم القيامة. And today Indonesia, Allah. If there's one nation I look forward to seeing, I look forward to seeing all my brothers and sisters in Islam when I go to Makkah. But if there's one nation, I get so excited, is our brothers and sisters from Indonesia. Selamat datang. Kamu dari mana? Siapa nama kamu? Afrika Selatan. And if I tell them, Sheikh Yusuf Makassar, MashaAllah. They get all excited. Wonderful people, subhanAllah. 9 businessmen, 9 traders. Honest Muslim businessmen from Hadramaut. They were the sabab for the biggest nation, Muslim nation on earth today. Indonesia. Allahu Akbar. So that's how it should be. Why isn't it then? And how is it that you can have a Muslim that comes to the masjid, that makes salah, that fasts Ramadan, that goes on Hajj and Umrah, but in between he robs and steals and cheats and defrauds? That is it's like an anomaly. I was sitting, scratching my head this morning. How does it work? And that's why I mentioned the other evening, a talk in this masjid. I mentioned the paradoxes that we see in the ummah today. We're filled with paradoxes. A saint in Manenberg, for the lack of a better choice. People always associating Manenberg with gangsterism and drugs, but yet you go there, you find some of the awliya of Allah. Allahu Akbar. A saint in Manenberg and a scoundrel living next to the Kaaba. Yes, you get. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. Living in Makkah doesn't make you a saint. Living in Makkah is not going to make you a wali of Allah. Inna awliya Allah ila khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun alladhina آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. Who are the awliya of Allah? Indeed, the friends of Allah. There's no fear on them as for that which is waiting them in the hereafter. Why? Because they've been promised Jannah. وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Nor are they saddened about anything that they've lost or left behind in the dunya. Why? Because it's been replaced with Jannah. Who are they? الَّذِينَ آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. They are those who have true faith in Allah and they fear Allah. In other words, يَتَّقُونَ, they shield themselves from the displeasure of Allah. Well, I can't cheat this guy. If I'm going to cheat this guy, Allah's going to be angry with me. I'll give him his due measure. Give him what he's owed. I can't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a wali of Allah. Whether he be in Manenberg, whether he be by the Kaaba, whether he be from Timbuktu or anywhere in the world. Paradoxes. A saint in Manenberg, a scoundrel next to the Kaaba. A man in a jeans and a t-shirt who never says anything bad about anyone. And a man with a turban and a beard. Yes, I'm wearing a turban and a beard today. And whenever I get on that minbar, I like to wear my turban. But this doesn't make me a true Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the true Muslimin. Ameen. The paradox. Man in a jeans and a t-shirt never says anything bad about anyone. A man with a turban and a beard, sometimes you find people who look like that, but he's got nothing good to say about anyone. A man who comes to the masjid and he sits in the first saf, but he cheats everybody in business. A man who comes to the masjid only on Jumu'ah, which is not something that we recommend, but he only comes to the masjid on Jumu'ah and he's never told a lie. A man who's got so much knowledge, but he thinks nothing of anybody, doesn't even give them a smile. And somebody who knows so little, kini tibichi. But ya Allah, he's the most loving, friendliest, most polite and well-mannered person in the street. Paradoxes.
Because we've lost the understanding what it means to be a true Muslim. We've deceived ourselves. Because we think, you know, as long as I am looking Muslim, speaking like a Muslim, you know, eating like a Muslim, yeah, we're always very careful about that, you know. Certificate must be there. Unfortunately, things are getting a bit shaky. You know, my sister is not a Muslim. May Allah guide her to Islam. You know where she works? She works at the Cape Vineyards in, I think it's in Noorduk. Cape Vineyards it's called. I'm not exactly sure of the name. She's not. May Allah guide her to Islam. Ameen. She takes the phone calls of the people who book the lunches for the staff parties at the end of the year. She said she cannot understand the amount of phone calls she gets from Muslims to book on a wine farm in a kitchen where they cook pork, but no, we'll have the fish, they say. You know, it means a kanma saip. You know? Allah kansama, I don't want to say the word, you know? They can eat pork in the vicinity, they can do with it, but no, you know? As long as we can eat the fish, it's all right. So, you know, in the days gone by, you would find even a'udhu billah, and I remember this, before I even embraced Islam, I met this Muslim who was a little bit, you know, his shield of taqwa was kharus. Because he was standing there the one day and I'd bought a pie and I don't know what he was going on about, but I could see D.O. was haruk like a spook, on like a scon, going like a Boeing. So I said to him, can I offer you a pie? So he looked at me and he said, is your pie halal? So I didn't really understand that the concept then, but if I think about it now, alhamdulillah, at least there was some, you know, there was a shield of taqwa full of holes in khurus, but alhamdulillah, there was a little bit of Allah consciousness. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, we are deceiving ourselves. And please, about those paradoxes, I'm not taking away from the virtue of living by the Kaaba. I've experienced that, subhanAllah. What an honor to live by the Kaaba, Allah. One salah equal to 100,000 salah. It's not taking away from the virtue of wearing a turban and a beard. No, it's a great sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. It's not taking away from the virtue of making salah in the first saf. Nor is it taking away from the virtue of going out there and seeking knowledge, in actual fact something which is compulsory on every Muslim male and female. What I'm saying is that we cannot judge. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is going on in here. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةِ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows the corruption of the eye and that which hides in the hearts of mankind. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is the true Muslim. We must stop being so shallow in our thinking. And maybe if we concentrate on the real thing that makes us Muslimin, we won't be so judgmental. And we won't have so many dissension and disunity within the ummah of Muhammad salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. Because we're concentrating on the things that count. Am I being honest? Am I speaking the truth? Am I fulfilling my promises and my trusts? The things that are going to get me into Jannah. Idmanu li sittam min anfusikum adman lakum al-jannah. Guarantee to me 6 things from yourselves, I guarantee that you'll go to paradise, says our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number one, usduqu idha hadathtum. If you speak, speak the truth. Wa awfu idha wa'adtum. If you make a promise, keep it. Wa addu idha tumintum. If you take on a trust, fulfill it. Wa ghuddu abasarakum. Lower your gazes. Wa ahfadhu furujakum. Protect your private parts. Wa kuffu aydiyakum. And restrain your hands. Munibaklaini. These 6 things. It's all about akhlaq. Akhlaq, akhlaq, akhlaq. Character. Character. You know, why do you think we are praying? Why do you think we're making salah? Why do you think we are paying zakah, fasting, or going on hajj? You see, people, we strive for perfection in the rituals,
But then we don't think any further what we're supposed to be getting out of those rituals, what those rituals are supposed to be doing to us or doing for us as human beings. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O mankind, worship your Lord. Make salah, pay zakah, fast, go on hajj. Worship your Lord. He who created you and created those who came before you in order that you might shield yourselves from bad behavior. End of story. The Prophet confirms it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. He says, I have not been sent, because that's what it actually means. مَا بُعِثْتُ إِنَّمَا, in other words, without any exception. مَا بُعِثْتُ إِلَّا لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. It's as if he is saying, I haven't been sent except to perfect a model code of character. So, we need to get back to basics. Honestly. We need to get back to basics. Our heads are up in the clouds. And we are arguing over trivial issues. Because as long as a Muslim community that in which there is, mashallah, so many ulama and so many madaris and jami'at and masajid and subhanallah, but yet we are cheating each other. And we are cheating people of other faiths. No, we've missed the boat. We've missed the boat. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, this verse that I quoted today at the beginning of this Jumu'ah khutbah, please go and look it up. It is Surat Fatir. Surat Fatir. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض. هو الفاطر. Allah. He created everything from nothing. Verse number 5. يا أيها الناس, O mankind, إن وعد الله حق. The promise of Allah is true. فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا. Don't be deceived by the life of this world. We're not going to live forever. So what's the point of cheating somebody? What's the point of getting somebody to do work for you and then you don't pay them? What's the point of putting in instead of it being an original part, on the invoice it says original part, man wat het ingesit? 'N stuk majat. What's the point? We are only cheating ourselves. There's a beautiful poem where the poet speaks about لا يغرنكم, when he speaks about this غرور. But inshallah, I'll come back to it'll come to me inshallah ta'ala. يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا. O mankind, indeed the promise of Allah is true. So do not be deceived by the life of this world. We're not going to live forever. كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب. Be in this world as if you a stranger or a traveler. The other hadith, مثلي ومثل الدنيا كمثل راحل استظل تحت شجرة ثم انصرف. The likeness of me and the likeness of this world is the likeness of a man on a journey who sought shade under a tree and then he moved on. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يُغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And do not be deceived about Allah by the chief deceiver. Here it comes. That question. How is it possible? Somebody can cheat and defraud, but yet life goes on as usual. Salah, zakah, siyam, hajj, umrah. But he's cheating and defrauding. What's happening here is that Shaytan has adorned for him his bad actions. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Do not be deceived about Allah by the chief deceiver. Inna shaytana lakum adu. Indeed, Shaytan is for you an enemy. Fattakhidhuhu aduwa. So take him as your enemy. Innama yad'u hizbahu liyakunu min ashabis sa'ir. Indeed, he invites his party In other words, his followers. He invites them to be with him in the fire. Every time shaitan invites us to do something like this, or invites us to disobey Allah or transgress his boundaries, it's basically an invitation to go with him to Jahannam. وَلَعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Those who disbelieve, for them will be a severe punishment. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and as for those who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and work righteous deeds, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ, for them is a forgiveness, وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ, and a great reward. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 8, أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. As for the one whose bad action is adorned, he finds some excuse to do this bad action. فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا, and then he sees it as good. That's why he does it. I mean, he's coming to the masjid. He's fasting Ramadan. He's going on Hajj and Umrah. But he's cheating and defrauding. So he must be doing something in his head that makes that bad action seem like a good one. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray whoever he wants. وَيَهْدِ مَن يَشَاءُ, and guides whoever he wants. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. So don't feel sad, don't feel any loss, O Muhammad. Well, it's not your fault. You've given over the message. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمَبِينَ. All the messengers said it before him. And we are not duty bound except to give over the message. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consoling him. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Don't be saddened about what they are even saying about you. It's only for you to give over the message. خلاص. You see, Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has revealed the Quran and he has sent the messenger to show us the path. He's revealed the Quran to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to help us differentiate between good and bad, right and wrong, lawful, prohibited, truth and falsehood. But the choice as to whether we are going to take the right path or the wrong path, that is up to us. It's only when we make iqbal, when we actually take the path, then Allah guides us on the path. But if we don't take the path, then we have basically chosen misguidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us that which we choose. So we're not going to have an excuse on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. That, oh Allah, shaitan made me do it. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. And shaitan will say on the matter, on the day when the matter came to be, meaning the day of judgment. What will shaitan say? إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. As Allah has said in Surah Fatir, verse number 5, indeed Allah promised you a promise of truth. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. And I promised you, but I deceived you. إِكَدْ فِي لَكُمْ أَنْ خَسَدْ. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. I had no authority over you. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ, except that I invited you. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي, and you answered my invitation. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي. So don't blame me. وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, but blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ. I cannot help you on this day. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي, and neither can you help me. So we need to open our eyes. And we need to realize that when shaitan comes to whisper for us to cheat and defraud one another, let us shield ourselves from Allah's displeasure. And never let down that shield. And renew that shield. Make it strong. Not like the guy with a pie. You know the guy with a pie? Is he pie halal? His shield was rusted and full of holes. No, we need a shield when it comes to shaitan. We need a shield that is like bulletproof. And that can only be renewed with ibadat, with sacrifice, with striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with staying away from haram. Then that shield will be strengthened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Musa, Ya Musa, la tada'a maharabat ash-shaytan ma damat ruhuka fi badnik fa innahu la yada'a maharabataka abada. O Musa, never ever leave your battle with the shaytan as long as your soul is in your body, for indeed he will never ever leave his battle with you. He's never going to leave us alone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Make us of those that are not deceived by the life of this world, nor that are deceived by shaitan. That we pay attention to this alarm right here in our chests. We know when we're about to do wrong. We know when we're going to cheat and defraud somebody. We know when we're not giving somebody their due. We feel it. Every believer has it. Al-birru husn al-khuluq wal-ithmu ma haka fi sadrika wa karihta an yattali alayhi an-nas. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ says that bir, righteousness, is good character. Yes, we've established that. And what is sin? Sin is that which makes your heart uneasy and that which you wouldn't like other people to know about. That is for the one that still has, alhamdulillah, a conscience. Somebody who has iman. Somebody like a nafs al-lawama, the self-reproaching soul, that when they are admonished, they quickly repent and return to Allah. And that is the difference between Adam and shaitan. And we're going to leave it there, inshallah. Next week, when we speak about the person, the human being, that is like Adam, that's a person that does wrong, but then when they are admonished, they make tawbah and return and repent to Allah. We all make mistakes. كُلُّ بِنِ آدَمَ خَطَّى. All of mankind make mistakes. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. And the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent and return to Allah. But what about the person that even when they are admonished, what say Allah? Say kani fa mayfati ali. Dai is the livendige iblis. That is the shayateen min al-ins. But we'll leave that inshallah for next week. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fadilatu Shaykh Abdul Karim. I got him saved, Abdul Karim Sunni. Our beloved treasurer is going to address us for a few moments. He's also representing SANZAF. South African National Zakafan. I think they got a promotion there. Inshallah. Inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy for you. Falitafaddal mashkura.
Jazakallah, Shaykh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Jamaatul Muslimin. Shukran to Sheikh for affording me this time. Firstly, as the treasurer of the masjid, I know I collect every week. And we just want to say from the committee, a big shukran for your contributions. Alhamdulillah, we can see the air conditionings are in many other projects that we are busy with. Today, alhamdulillah, I'm here as a representative of South African National Zakah Fund. On the 18th of November, South African National Zakah Fund, SANZAF, together with the Muslim Judicial Council, the MJC, launched a program which is called the Imamat Ta'awun Program. And I just want to brief and explain what this program is all about. I think that this program in our community is long overdue in our community. It's a joint venture between, like I mentioned, SANZAF and MJC, whereby there are MOUs in place between SANZAF, the MJC, SANZAF, and the Imam, and SANZAF and the Masjid Committee. This program primarily focuses on the communities in the impoverished areas. We have Imams in masajids where Imams only earn as little as 1,500 rand a month. And how is it possible for an imam or for a person to survive on 1,500 rand? It's been brought to my attention as well, or to SANZAF's attention, that there's an imam who serves a community of approximately 200 people, and that imam earns zero per month from the committee. So we have a problem. We have the two extremes in our community, the very rich and the very poor. Program whereby SANZAF pays an amount of 10,000 rand as a salary for the imam. Okay, that money goes into the account of the imam, which then also afford the imam to be to have a basical either medical aid or a medical hospital plan. In order for us to reach out and expand this program, we appeal to each and everyone to support this program. And with that, next week, inshallah, we will have a delegation here from SANZAF with beneficiary forms. We appeal especially to the business community, and if there's individuals that know of an area that is very poor and there's a need for an imam, then please contact us. Myself, and we've got Faisal Bardin here as well today, was also on the executive team of SANZF. In just a brief overview of how SANZF basically operate, we have the 15 offices, which is run by the national CEO, Yasmina Franca, and then in every region, we have a board, an executive board. There are members that serve of the community that serve on that board free of charge. So we have the infrastructure to oversee this program. We have people in place with the necessary knowledge and experience to make sure that this program is run effectively and efficiently and regular, continuous scrutiny to make sure we stay on track. So alhamdulillah, shukran for your time. And please, next week we will have the beneficiary forms and we ask you to please contribute generously, inshallah. Amin. Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تخدعن لمخلوق على طمع فإن ذلك نقص منك في الدين لن يقدر العبد أن يؤتيك خردلة إلا بإذن الذي سواك من طين فلا تصاحب غنيا تستعز به وكن عفيفا وعظم حرمة الدين واسترزق الله مما في خزائنه فإن رزقك بين الكاف والنون واستغن بالله عن دنيا الملوك كما استغنى الملوك بدنياهم عن الدين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سادة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا في خطى الأفاضل نرى في هذه الأيام أن الخدع والغش قد انتشر فيما بين الناس والله سبحانه وتعالى يحذرنا كما حذر قوم شعيب على لساني ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم وقال أيضا صلوات وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أعطوا الأجير أجره قبل أن يجف عرقه فالتجارة يا أخوة الأفاضل إن الله سبحانه وتعالى سيحاسبنا يوم القيامة ونحن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نحن نمثل الإسلام ونحن نمثل الرسالة المحمدية صلوات ربي والسلام عليه فنسأل الله تعالى ويوفقنا لكل ما يحب ويرضى أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيد وحبيب ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعرة النعمان اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن والكل إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقيم الصلاة
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة
قام الله ودام دامت السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا تراصوا صد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة heels in line shoulder touching shoulder close all the gaps please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off اللهم احسن وقوفنا بين يديك ولا تخزنا يوم الارض عليك نستغفرك ونتوب اليك صلى الله عليه سيدنا محمد النبي اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الله اكبر اني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات وما انا من المشركين ان الصلاه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ها إلا الله وبارك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. جماعة المسلمين, we're just going to make dua for Auntie Suraya Tawfi, the wife of Hajj Aslam Tawfi, who had suffered a major heart attack. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her shifa min kulli da. نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام لا يغادر سقما نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم يعيش فيها ويشفي مرضى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.